Interestingness and importance are two characteristics sometimes associated with high quality research or high quality claims. But interestingness and importance are not the same, and sometimes interesting things are not important and important things are not interesting. So what are these concepts and how do you evaluate whether an article presents interesting or important claims? Interestingness is a concept that is debated currently in the literature. And our idea of interestingness comes from this article from 1971. And I'm not going to talk about that article in detail, but briefly it states that the claim is interesting if it denies a prior belief of a person. So if, for example, if I don't believe that there is extraterrestrial life, and then someone tells me that UFO just landed in front of the university, I would find that claim interesting because it denies my prior belief that extraterrestrial life does not exist. So this is interestingness. And interestingness typically also refers to something that makes us think differently. It challenges our prior beliefs. Claims that support our prior beliefs or claims that are indifferent to our prior beliefs are not interesting. So this is one way to define interestingness, how much it challenges our current thinking. Interestingness and importance are two different things. And there is some debate on whether interestingness is actually something that we should strive for in research or whether we should strive for importance. Quite often when you see articles, they try to present their findings as interesting because if you present interesting findings, then that is more likely to get attention and more likely to get others to read your study or read your theory. Important things are sometimes boring. We don't want to do important things all the time. And for that reason, importance has been less of a concern for some researchers. So what is importance then if importance is not the same as interestingness? This article from Academic Management Journal or editorial states that importance relates to consequences. So things, findings, theories that have big consequences for society or for individuals are important. For example, if we think about the COVID-19 pandemic, there are the claim or recommendation that we should socially distance. It is important because not doing so has big consequences for the society. But it is not interesting because it does not challenge our prior beliefs, and we've heard the recommendation of social distancing quite many times. So importance can mean two different things. On the level of a theory or level of a claim, interestingness can mean relevance and consequences. So if something has consequences and those consequences are relevant for me, then that claim or theory is important. Otherwise, it is not important. Another thing that is important is evidence. So if we do a trial of a new medication, we find that medication works, that could be an interesting finding and an important finding. If we replicate the same study again, we find evidence that the medication works, well, that is not interesting because we had that evidence already, but it is important because we want to know that the first study that studied the effectiveness of the medication was not just an analysis error, and we also want to know that it was not that specific population in which the medication was useful, but it applies more broadly. So quite often we have an initial idea, initial piece of evidence, which is interesting, and then we have still lots of uninteresting but important things to do to know that the claim that was initially made is actually valid, not a result of analysis error or research design error, and not a result of simple idiosyncrasies of one particular population or sample.